With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Today we observe the 95th birthday of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II with a parade and ceremony this year for the first time at Government House on West Bay Road. Traditionally, the observance is held outside the House of Parliament, formerly known as the Legislative Assembly, but this year His Excellency Governor Roper wanted to do something special to mark the occasion. Also part of the proceedings, recognition for the work of Mr. Charles Clifford, MBE JP, Director of Customs and Border Control, and Pastor Randy Von Cannell, MCI, member of the Order of the Cayman Islands. The Constitutional Commission announces two new additions to its website, adding to the increasing range of resources available for the public to access. The first is an update to the historical timeline, which tracks the development of the Cayman Islands Constitution. The document was updated to account for recent constitutional amendment. It has also been transformed into an interactive online digital resource, which can be accessed for teaching purposes as well as for general interest. The Constitutional Commission has also uploaded its most recent explanatory note, which uses the Day and Baden-Bush litigation as a vehicle to highlight the operation of various aspects of the Constitution, including the function of appellate courts and their role in analyzing important constitutional issues in the cases that come before them, the interplay between the judicial and legislative branches of government, particularly in connection with the protection and enforcement of fundamental human rights, and especially where people in a minority group are seeking to rely upon these rights in the Constitution. It also looked at the use of the governor's reserve legislative powers, which following the enactment of the Civil Partnership Act were not removed from the Constitution as had previously been proposed. The commission says whether you're a student studying the Constitution or just interested in finding out more about the island's constitutional history, you can explore these user-friendly resources at constitutionalcommission.ky. You're also invited to make suggestions for additional resources that would supplement the Constitutional Commission's website by contacting info@constitutionalcommission.ky. A second group of ILM Level 5 graduates recently received their certificates in leadership and management at a breakfast hosted by Deputy Governor, the Honorable Franz Manderson.
It's good to see such strong uptake in this kind of professional development. I am very proud of our civil servants for their work to continually improve and grow on our journey to becoming a world-class civil service.
Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
The group included senior civil servants Kimberly McLean, Lynette Monteith, Denise Hutchinson, and Nicola Anderson Wildman, as well as a private sector representative, Conroy Samuda. They were tutored by former Civil Service College Learning and Development Manager Lance Barnes. An external verifier says the standard of work from all students was excellent. Meanwhile, 14 existing and potential managers on Cayman BRAC have signed up to pursue an 8-month Level 3 training course. Successful completion of the course will lead to the Level 3 Certificate in Leadership and Management, one of the internationally recognized qualifications awarded by ILM and City and Guilds. The course will cover leadership, developing self and others, change management, managing performance, problem solving, decision making, customer service communications, and team building. Each subject requires participants to complete a self-study workbook, 6 to 9 hours of reading and research, 7 hours of classroom attendance, and the submission of an assignment. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
The National Trust recognizes the first group of young people to complete its new youth stewardship program.
We opened the youth stewardship program to be able to bring a new generation of enthusiastic, passionate young people to be trained in the environment, in conservation, and in built heritage.
Trust Executive Director Annick Jackman tells CIGTV the graduates will now be brand ambassadors for the National Trust, helping to spread the message that Cayman's future is dependent on protecting its environment, heritage, and culture. Those in the program also train and certify the young people with entry-level tour guide skills. Graduate Calhan Studenhoft.
More and more nowadays, the environment and conservation is an important thing for the whole island. And being able to learn about all these things was an impactful and important lesson for me because I was able to learn about where I come from. The National Trust is a very helpful group of people who want to be able to push young people forward. It was a big win for me.
The program is held in partnership with Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman and R3. STEM campers this year can look forward to 3D printing. Radio KMAN's Felicia Rankin-Solins has more on that.
Three-dimensional printing and other science-related activities are in store for participants in this year's Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics STEM Camp at the University College of the Cayman Islands. Now in its fifth year, the annual camp is part of an ongoing STEM push by UCCI. This year's camp, which is open to students entering years 7 through 9 in school, will be held August 9th through the 13th. Applications open June 15th, and Camp Director Antoinette Gale expects the 25 available spots to fill up quickly. Prospective campers are asked to write a short essay in their applications about their learning goals and why STEM is important to them. Gale, who teaches chemistry at UCCI, said 3D printing has been part of the camp in the past and is returning this year with the acquisition of a new printer. There is a $200 charge for the STEM camp. Interested students can apply at stem.ky beginning June 15th, or they can email stem@ucci.edu.ky. For Radio KMAN News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
Students who attend the camp receive a pack of materials that include a pass to the STEM Carib Conference held at UCCI November 3rd through the 5th. That's your latest local news from Radio KMAN's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.